It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. My name is Baco, and I'm not quite sure how to describe what you're going to listen to today. For those who aren't aware, we have kind of made a joke out of the jerk sock over the last couple years, or 94 episodes, or however you like to look at it. And when we were at the Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo last month, we handed out jerk socks. And one of the amazingly famous podcasters, a bright spot for all who attended, was Ken Mills, and you have to be familiar with a lot of his work if you listen to our show, more than likely anyway. But he insisted very persistently that he had to come in on our show and tell his own jerk sock story. And our latest episode gets into that a little bit, and we thought it would be perfect. After recording the episode, or recording Ken's story, it was difficult to imagine how I could just squeeze this into the show. It is it is a very eloquent, long, and colorful tale. It was just a little bit too much to put into what I believe is episode 95, where we the one where we recap the Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley reunion. So, let's just get into it. I wanted to let you know, one, this is not safe for work, but I think none of our shows are, so you probably don't listen to this blaring through desktop speakers in a cubicle. And also, it's a little graphic, okay? So, if you're uncomfortable with the topic of masturbation, you probably should turn back now. But I'd also say you might want to seek therapy, because everybody's doing it, pal, including you. Without further ado, Cobras and Fire gives you the Ken Mills jerk sock story. Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm here with the pod father, Ken Mills. Ken, I would say what show you're on, but we don't have enough time to cover all of them, if that's all right with you.
That's right. There's constant ones in development all the time. The podcasting empire grows.
Now give us a rundown. What shows you do?
Okay, there's Podkiss, the longest running Kiss podcast. And you can find that at www.podkiss.com. There's Cheap Talk, which is all about Cheap Trick. And just do a search on the internet for it. You'll find a Cheap Trick podcast. You'll find us. We also do a show about the Monkees, everything about the Monkees. It is Zilch, a podcast full of Monkees. And we've had them on, and it's great. And life is good. And our newest baby, Pop, and it is all about everything in pop culture. It is lots of fun. We talk about good movies, bad movies, TV shows, anything. Postage stamps, if you really want to. If we found a postage stamp collector, we talk about that. But we talk a lot about music as well. So anything we want to talk about. That's really what it is. When I got tired of talking about KISS after the first, you know, 8 years or whatever, I said I'm be able to talk about anything else that I want. And the idea of, you know, I looked at all you other cool podcasters, you young whippersnappers, and you've got these shows where you can talk about everything, something different every week. I thought, I'm going to do that as well. But I don't want to just talk about music. If I want to talk about comic books, I will. If I want to talk about Mad Magazine, I will. So it's all good.
I think that's the one I want to beg to be a guest on at some point. So just keep that in mind. I have at least one birthday every year, so that could be a present. You know, Christmas, you know, I celebrate in the sense of exchanging gifts. So I'm always available.
Sounds good. We can make it happen, sir.
Well, thank you for joining us. As anybody who's been listening to a lot of the Expo recaps, and you know, for those who haven't, let's just say it, one of the things that Cobras and Fire did was we touched on kind of a repeating theme on our episodes, and we were giving out jerk socks to people who were at the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. And stopping and talking with you briefly, you mentioned you had a story that had to be a jerk sock story, let's be specific, that you needed to share with Cobras and Fire and our in our wide scoping audience. So
the millions and millions of people around the world. Well, you know, the funny thing about masturbation is no one really talks about it when you're a teenager. You know, we had sex ed, we had all these things, and I remember this was even around the time of the book Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Sex But We're Afraid to Ask, you know, all that sort of stuff. So
yeah, and,
it was,
you talk like you're a lot older than me, but I think we're a little closer. But growing up in school, like, everybody masturbated, but everybody acted like nobody did.
Right. Well, it wasn't cool. You were, as a matter of fact, you were a geek or a nerd or possibly gay if you masturbated. I never understood that. You know, how is it that you're gay if you masturbate? Yeah. Can be gay.
Well, and calling someone a jerk off was never a compliment either.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it was just very weird. And, you know, your parents are really no help when you're trying to.
No, not at all. Mine, for sure.
I always felt like the American Werewolf in London movie was basically trying to explain puberty, because that's kind of what you go through, right? You get hair all of a sudden, and you're growing in places, and you have those horrible leg cramps. Did you have those horrible leg cramps going through puberty?
I did not, no.
Oh my god. But I felt like the werewolf in American Werewolf in London, where he's changing on the floor and you actually see, like, you know, turn into a monster. And that's pretty
I relate
much
more to Teen Wolf.
There you go. But my Uncle Gary, he had a nice collection of porn. My Uncle Gary was really cool. He was the guy who, like, said, listen, if you're gonna try drugs, come see me, right? If you're getting smoke pod,
I did not have uncles like that.
All right. Well, he was the cool guy, and he knew.
I know what you're talking about.
About music, he knew. So he had, like, when I came home and said, "Hey, Alice Cooper," he said, "Here you go." When I came home and said, "Hey, Led Zeppelin," "Here you go." So anything that I was curious about, he was like my safe way through things, right?
Yeah. So the story doesn't end up with Gary naked, right?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, because it's not that kind of show.
No. But the reason I mentioned my uncle is that he had actual girly magazines.
So not Playboy, something more like Wii or Penthouse.
Yeah, like Club, Hustler. Penthouse, things like that. And my uncle would have just given them to me. Seriously, he would have just said, take them, dude, I don't care. But I didn't. And I developed the greatest scheme to get pornography ever. I decided that I could just take certain pages out of the book very carefully, and he wouldn't notice. It got even worse. Do you remember those cassette boxes that you had, that you'd have like 30 cassettes, and, you know, on one side and
like
then the
suitcase?
Other? Yeah, it was like a little suitcase. Mm-hmm. And if you lifted that little thing out,
Oh, the tray. Yeah, you could slide some shit under there.
The tray could slide any contraband under there. So I'd go through like maybe 12 books and take a sampling of some of my favorite pictures. Careful not to take the centerfold because that's a dead giveaway.
Oh yeah, that's a rookie mistake.
Yeah. So this went on, and I harvested his new magazines every so often. And one day he walks in, and he goes, "Hey, I want to show you this magazine I got." And he goes, "There's just a set of legs on this page, and over here, there's nothing. Where's the rest of her body?" And he goes, "Next time, just ask." And he, like, gave me a stack of them. It was like, oh, the heavens parted, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
So I'm reading the story about this kid that's delivering groceries to Mrs. Sparklin in a Wee magazine. I'm really hoping somebody remembers that issue and they're going, "Oh, I had that one." But I remember the layout and everything, and I'm doing the deed. And yes. I'm doing the deed. Don't, and the deed is getting done. And instead of stopping this time, we hit warp drive.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
It happened.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. The big it.
Yeah, the guys.
And not only did it happen, it shot across the room about 15 feet.
Oh, remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
And I got very scared.
With a shot. Yeah.
I got very scared. And I'm afraid to look down because what am I. They're going to take you to the hospital. Yes, he was masturbating, and the head of his penis flew off. It happens to these young boys all the time. You know, what am I going to do?
I knew what we were going to talk about today, and this is even grosser than I anticipated. Carry on.
Oh, it gets much worse.
No. Well, all right, listeners, that was your opportunity to bail. You either go now or you're in for the whole thing.
But now we've got a problem. Clean up in aisle six, right? So I try Kleenex. That is the worst idea.
Yeah, you learn early on that Kleenex and toilet paper are not very
efficient. And as a matter of fact, it can lead to great pain because when you start cleaning up yourself, it turns into an art project. It's like paper mache happening. And it sticks to you and
there's
you can't
get
it off. And if you let it like dry for even 10 seconds, you're in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I think every man listening knows
every
what you're
man,
saying.
Yeah, every man knows what I'm saying.
Right now, every guy that's listening to this is thinking about the first time they ever jacked off, including yours truly. Right.
So I learned early on that this was not a thing. So I took a glass of water I had beside my bed and got all the crumbs from the paper mache project that had now started. And then I thought, well, I never want to do this again. This is shameful. This is horrible. I never want to do this again.
Ten minutes later, Facts of Life is on. You're like, oh, okay.
I never, ever, ever do this again. So every time I thought this will never happen again, it happened again.
Of course.
Every time I said this is never happening, it happened again.
It's happened for me twice while we were talking.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So I had to come up with something because I was going through washcloths like crazy. So now you've got this crusty washcloth. What do you do with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just throw them away. So I was literally throwing my washcloth. And my mom said, she like had a family meeting. I don't know who's doing what with them. I'm not saying anybody in particular is doing anything.
So she had her suspicions.
But lay off the washcloths. They cost money, right?
Find something else. Sicko. so she had her suspicions, right? So she, at this point, she's basically saying,
"I believe she did."
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to
say it, but we all know what I'm not saying. Ken.
Right. Now,
not all of us just hit puberty and are male.
You would get socks for every occasion.
Of course.
Birthday, Christmas, Easter.
I've never been one to want for sock.
Well, I became someone that was one for sock at some point. So
Bible,
you would have those big gym socks. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were plentiful. As a matter of fact, I had bags of them unopened. you know, they would come like packaged. Sometimes they'd have like a band around, like six of them. You know what I'm
typically
talking about.
Typically the thickest and most absorbent of the sock family.
Exactly. I've gotten to the point where no matter how much I've sworn off the Big M, it's going to happen. And like I said, it happens usually as soon as you get home from school.
Yeah.
If the channel was changed, you heard a bird outside.
it took almost nothing.
I had to figure out a system. And I saw my socks, and I thought this could work. So when you said jerk socks to me, I'm like, no, that's my thing.
Wow.
I invented that. Listen, nobody, what you guys have done is we're all coming out. You know, we've all experienced this. We all know what's going on.
Right, it brought people together.
It's bringing people together one jerk sock at a time.
I mean, no joke at all, Ken. I could not. I was on the fence, very heavy about this. Loose Cannon was not, but I said whatever. Just do it. I could not believe how engaging people were about this topic. I mean, it was joking and everybody's having a good time, but everybody was very comfortable with it. And I was like, wow, maybe this actually was a pretty good idea.
Well, it's the shame that dare not speak its name. It's one of those things, right? But it's like, I'll figure out how to throw a baseball. So it's the same kind of thing. We're all figuring out how to play guitar here. And so I realized I had the washcloths were out. Doing this with a paper towel.
Literally, you had none left.
So I looked around at what I had a lot of that was semi-disposable, and it was the gym socks. So they were seriously they were unopened packages of socks still sitting around. Like, they were just bundled up, like, in the closet. Here's ones I haven't even opened yet, right?
Yeah.
So these good ones for wear. These other ones will be for playtime. And then I got the great idea of putting a lubricant in it.
Oh, my Lord. So you're using it kind of almost like a fleshlight would be now.
Correct.
Okay.
Now we're running into a problem. Because these are just sitting literally in my laundry basket in the closet. I would take the laundry basket, put it in the closet, right? And my mom says, I'm going to do a load of your laundry today. Is that okay?
So now there's a second hint that she has her suspicions.
I'm imagining my poor mother. I mean, you've seen a hockey stick. You know what a hockey stick looks like.
Got one about 10 feet from me.
Right. So these socks had formed a shape of their own. Just imagine your mother putting these into the washing machine. She's trying to get them in, and they don't all fit. They're all clanking together.
Maybe she would just think you had that thing where – what's that thing that makes your feet just reek and you sweat? Like, it could be just that.
I wish. But I had
– No, there's no way.
I wish that – you know, I was afraid because I just imagined my mother trying to put these dry – hockey-like shaped, weird-shaped gym socks into the washing machine. They don't all fit. So she's like maybe taking them, you know, like you do a popsicle, and you crack them on the side of it, like you put it on the, like a counter, and you like push and crack it open so you have two popsicles, right? Yeah. I just imagine my mom trying to get these socks into the washing machine. She just puts them on the side of the washer and cracks them.
And like this dust flies into the air.
And I said, no, Mom, I'm doing laundry tonight. That's how I learned how to do laundry.
Yeah.
Socks.
Just so you can masturbate. Well, did you ever develop an affinity for a certain brand?
No. We were poor, so whatever they had on sale.
How about, was there ever a time when the only sock you had was like a pair of dress Argyles, and you're like, they're going to have to do this time. So you destroyed like a pair of like church socks.
Those were actually very interesting. They had a different complete feel.
Oh yeah. It's like softer, like, but no depth.
Right. But you almost felt like you should masturbate with a pinky extended, like gentlemanly way of doing it with those socks. So I hear you're going to wipe out the jerk sock. You're going to, you're going to kill it. Why?
Well, you know, Ken, I just didn't want to be connected to being... I don't want my legacy to be the jerk sock guy.
Well, I think that your show is much more than that, you know.
Yeah. But well, we're all about bits, and, it, you know, if you all want a serious answer, it is more of an opportunity to have bring the jerk sock into a bit than anything else, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, the jerk socks really brought us all together. It's one thing we can all come together on.
Come together.
While your show is about so many other things, this is something very cool that we can all come together.
You know, I swear to God, you're the only person on the planet that could make this seem like a poetic cause when it was all said and done. We just got done sharing one of the grossest, most vivid, you know, long-running masturbation tales, and you wrap it up and talk about it. Basically, we have the answer to world peace. We just everybody in Palestine and Israel jack off together, and then, hey, you know what? We all jack off
across America.
Yes,
but I said.
Well, you know, my wife said the same thing you are, that it's never going to go away.
No. No. As long as there's one man masturbating, there'll be a sign.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.